This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Netflix had revenues last quarter of $1 billion. That's revenues, not profits, but still quite a number. It got there in part because of what's come to be categorized as original content or original programming. House of Cards, for instance, and season whatever it was of Arrested Development. And on the theory that nothing succeeds like success, other Silicon Valley companies are getting into the production business, and they're making deals all over Los Angeles. Alex Schmidt reports.
The storied studio lots of Hollywood, Warner Brothers, Paramount, Sony, are major landmarks around the city. But the creative landscape of Los Angeles is changing fast. Big tech has arrived. This is the interior of YouTube's new 41,000-square-foot production space. Liam Collins, head of the complex, is giving me a tour.
Where are we going next?
We are going to our biggest stage, which is 6,000 square feet, and we've done everything from build a boarding school in this stage to a comedy club.
The facility is one of many changing this town. There's the new Amazon Studios going up in a Tony office complex in Santa Monica. Microsoft also has production studios there. And dozens of other players are setting up shop to produce original content in the world's entertainment capital. Liam Collins again.
The reason our flagship is here is because LA is a center of gravity for creators all over the world. And there's no place more important when it comes to tapping creative resources.
Big tech companies coming to LA would seem to be great news for tech boosters here. But the company's engineering teams, they're not here. LA just isn't the center of gravity for tech the way Silicon Valley is.
In the same way that Washington, D.C. is a political town, Los Angeles is a Hollywood town.
That's Sam Teller, managing director and co-founder of Launchpad LA, which supports local startups. Teller is in the business of turning L.A. into a tech hub. He says historically, the thing L.A. does best, original entertainment, just hasn't been that appealing to venture capital. But all in all, he sees Hollywood as a net positive.
The thing that really excites me about YouTube, Google, Amazon, Microsoft coming here is that that means their executives and their investors are going to be spending more time in L.A. And in general, anything we can do to increase the connections between Silicon Valley and L.A. is a net positive for our community.
Another group benefiting from the presence of tech companies? Up-and-coming creators. Writing partners Ryan Harrison and Dylan Riss are working on a comedic cop show, which they'll be pitching to one of the new content producers in L.A., though they prefer not to say which. Here's Ryan Harrison.
The field of people buying content to me as a writer now looks very accessible, less limited than if my only outlets for trying to sell a show were cable or networks.
Still, Harrison says, the very best way to get noticed is to work with someone who's already made it, which is pretty old school Hollywood. Yeah, the landscape here is changing. But for now, LA continues to be a company town. I'm Alex Schmidt for Marketplace.